Using the Internet. Just about anything you can think of is probably on the Internet somewhere. WindowEyes makes it very easy to research and interact with this information. At the time of this recording, WindowEyes works with two web browsers, Microsoft Internet Explorer and Mozilla Firefox. While Firefox does not come with Windows, as Internet Explorer does, it is also free. For this section, we will be using Internet Explorer. So to begin with, let's open Internet Explorer. I'm going to go to the Start menu by pressing the Windows key.
Start menu. Search box, search programs and files, edit box.
Then I'm going to type the word Internet and press Enter to open it.
I-E-N-T, Internet Explorer.
There it is, so let's press Enter now.
Taskbar. Welcome to GW Micro Windows Internet Explorer. 43 links, 2 on clicks, 12 headings, 4 landmarks. Navigation landmark link, skip to main content link, window eyes link, reading systems link, low vision link, support link, training visited link, GW.
And I just hit Control to silence speech. So you'll notice that WindowEyes opened our web browser, and it began reading some information about the web page. It gave us a summary of how many links were on there, landmarks, etc., and it also began reading the first bit of the page that is on the screen. We'll explain what all of this means in just a moment. Now, my homepage is set to gwmicro.com. The homepage that comes up in your browser will likely differ from mine. So if you'd like to follow along and you want to go to GW Micro's website, press Ctrl-L once your browser is open, and that will take you to the address bar or location bar, depending on the browser you're running, and then type www.gwmicro.com, followed by Enter. After a few seconds, the GW Micro website will open in your web browser, and WindowEyes will start reading it as it just did here. So before we go on further, let's explain about WindowEyes and its feature called Browse Mode. WindowEyes uses a special mode called Browse Mode when working with web pages on the Internet. This is because information on websites can be divided up into visually pleasing elements. For example, you might have a bar going across the top that has links to some common website features, and you might have another one going down the left-hand side or the right-hand side, and the main content of the information may be even broken up into columns or tables or something that visually looks nice, but if you were to read it from left to right, top to bottom, it wouldn't make all that much sense. These web browsers weren't designed to be operated with the keyboard. They were designed with sighted users in mind who typically just move around, click things with the mouse, and they can scroll the web page with it and so forth. So as a remedy, we made a feature in WindowEyes called Browse Mode. WindowEyes actually creates an invisible area that you can move around with your keyboard that reflects the information on the web page. There's a few differences between what you find in this Browse Mode buffer versus what's actually on the screen. The most important difference, like we just said, is that you can navigate this information with the keyboard, just like you would in a word processor like Microsoft Word or Notepad. Second, the information displayed has been decolumnized for you. That means that the sidebar, the top bar, and any other kinds of tables or other information that's been put into nice little columns has been undone so that you can use your up and down arrow keys to read it, and the information will actually make sense. The other difference, which we'll show you shortly, is that the Browse Mode buffer lets you move by specific web page elements like headings, form controls, links, landmarks, tables, lists, objects, quotes, and so forth. You can turn Browse Mode on and off with Ctrl-Shift-A. So I will press that now. Did you hear that little click? That high-pitched click means that Browse Mode just got turned off. And if I were to press Ctrl-Shift-A again, we'll hear a lower-pitched click, and Browse Mode will turn back on.
Navigation landmark link, skip to main content link.
And WindowEyes began reading the content of the web page again. So Ctrl-Shift-A turns it off, and Ctrl-Shift-A again turns it back on. So when Browse Mode is off, anything you do with the keyboard goes directly to the web browser, as if WindowEyes weren't even running. And when Browse Mode is on, you're actually interacting with the virtual buffer rather than the web browser. And depending on what you do inside the buffer, WindowEyes will pass that action along to the browser. For example, if you were to move to a link in the buffer and you press the Enter key to open it, WindowEyes would tell Internet Explorer, in this case, that you're trying to open the link, and Internet Explorer will do that for you. And of course, the same goes for Mozilla Firefox. Now that Browse Mode is on, we can arrow through this web page just like a document. So let's press down arrow a few times to show you what I mean.
Link skip to main content. Link WindowEyes. Link reading systems. Link low vision. Link support. Link training. Visit link GW Micro unleashing the power of your mind's eye.
And you can hear WindowEyes reading that as I press the down arrow key. And of course, pressing the up arrow will take us to the previous lines.
Link training. Link support. Link low vision. Link reading systems. Link WindowEyes. Link skip to main content. Navigation landmark. Top.
And as you might expect, we can also use the left and right arrow keys to go by character. So I'm going to do the right arrow a few times.
S-K-I-P space.
There's the word skip.
T-O space.
2.
M-A-I-N space.
Main.
C-O-N-T-E-N-T.
Content. And I can go left.
N-E-T-N-O-C space. N-I-A-M space. O-T space. P-I-K-S.
And of course, we can also use control left and right arrows to move by words. So let's do control right a few times.
2, main, content.
And control left.
Main, 2, skip.
We can also use page up and page down to move by larger chunks. This is usually 24 or 25 lines, depending on how the web page is organized, and that would be about one screen's worth of data. So let's do page down a few times.
Link WindowEyes, link reading systems, link. Link Cyborgs Lab Solution Making STEM Accessible, Link Corporate, Link Education, Link App Central, Link Custom Script.
Okay, and we can also use page up.
Link Corporate, Heading 3, Link WindowEyes Briefs, Link Low Vision, Link Support, Link Train.
We can also use Control Home to go to the top.
Top.
And Control End to go to the bottom of the web page.
Bottom.
So let's go back up to the top with Control Home.
Top.
We can also do a read to end, which if you've been following along, you know is Control Shift R. That will start WindowEyes reading from our current position, either to the end of the page, or until we stop the read-to-end process. So let's do Control-Shift-R now.
Top navigation landmark, link skip to main content, link WindowEyes, link reading systems, link low vision, link support, link training, visited link GW Micro unleashing the power of your mind's eye. You are here, visited link home text site.
And I just press Control, and that stopped the read-to-end. Let's move back to the top of the web page with Control-Home.
Top.
And just like with word processors, we can select text. So let's go down a couple of lines.
Navigation landmark. Link skip to main content.
And let's start doing a shift right arrow to begin selecting some characters.
S. Selected. K. Selected. I. Selected. P. Selected.
And I can do control shift right arrow to select a few more words instead of just characters.
2. Selected. Main. Selected. Content. Selected.
And of course, I could always go in the reverse direction. Let's do control shift left arrow to unselect this last word.
Content. Unselected.
And we can also do shift up and shift down to select by lines. So I'll do shift down arrow a few times.
Link content. Selected. Link WindowEyes. Selected. Link reading systems. Selected.
Let's say I don't want to keep this last line selected, so I'm going to do shift up arrow.
Link reading systems. Unselected.
We can also do Control-Shift-M to read what's been selected so far.
Link skip to main content WindowEyes.
Okay, that's what's been selected. So if I were to do a Control-C at this point, I could copy that information to the clipboard and do a Control-V to paste that into Notepad. As you can see, with Windows in general, the commands you learn apply to all sorts of different applications. So if you learn to do something in one program, chances are that it will probably work in another one. And remember that the ability to navigate and select text with your arrow keys like this in your web browser is because of browse mode. If browse mode is off, then these commands won't work. In Internet Explorer, it's also possible to copy text to the clipboard and preserve its formatting. So to do this, we can use Control-Shift-C. Press it once when you're at the place you want to start the selection, and press it a second time when you're at the endpoint. So I'm going to do a control home to go to the top of the page.
Top. Navigation landmark.
And down arrow.
Link skip to main content.
Here's skip to main content. So let's do a control shift C here.
Move to end copy point and press control shift C.
Okay, so I'm link going to go down.
Link low, link support, link training.
So let's go to the
Visited link GW Micro Unleashing the Power of Your Mind's Eye.
We'll go here, and I'll do Control Shift C again.
Formatting F plain text, no formatting combo box 1 of 4. Dialog copy with formatting.
Now the copy with formatting dialog has just opened, and this gives me several different options. So the first one is
plain text, no formatting 1 of 4.
So just copy plain text without any formatting information. Go down again.
Formatted text without images 2 of 4.
Formatted text without images.
Formatted text with images 3 of 4.
Formatted text with images.
HTML code 4 of 4.
And HTML code. If you aren't a web designer or coder, then this last option probably won't be of much interest. But the first three options are interesting. When we selected text using the shift and arrow keys, what we were selecting was actually the browse mode representation of the web page. So in some cases that would be fine, and if you were to go with this first option, that's what would get copied to the clipboard. But let's say you needed to copy a table out of a web page. The browse mode representation of that table would be one line for every single item. Visually, this would be very confusing. So in this case, you would go to the beginning of the table, do a Control Shift C, move to the end of the table, or at least as far down in the table that you wanted to select, do Control Shift C again, and at that point you could choose to either copy formatted text with images, if it had images that you wanted to copy, or without images, and this would just copy the text without any pictures. So just for the sake of argument, let's up arrow until we get to formatted text without images.
Formatted text with images 3 of 4. Formatted text without images 2 of 4.
And I'm going to press enter.
Copy with formatting complete. Visited link.
So now if I go into another program like Microsoft Word, I could then do a Control V to paste the contents of the clipboard into my document, and all of the formatting would be preserved. So there is no right or wrong answer as far as which method you choose to select or copy text out of your web browser. It just depends on the situation. In either event, Windowize has you covered. Note that the Control-Shift-C command works only in Internet Explorer, at least at the time of this recording. We can also move to specific elements on a web page. Let's move back to the top with Control Home.
Top.
So we're now quickly going to show you a few of the more common elements you're likely to move to. So we can use L and Shift L to move forward and backward by link. Let's press L a few times.
Link skip to main content. Link window eyes. Link reading systems. Link low vision. Link support. Link training. Visited link GW Micro Unleashing the Power of Your Mind's Eye. Visited link home. Zoom and enlarge text on click.
Now that last thing that you heard was called an on click. That's basically another way of saying link. And L and Shift L will take you to both links and on clicks. Shift L will take us back by link.
Visited link home. Visited link GW Micro Unleashing the Power of Your Mind's Eye. Link training. Link support. Link low vision. Link reading systems. Link window eyes. Link skip to main content. No link.
Note that WindowEyes just said, no link. That's because we were already on the first link of the web page, and we tried to go to a previous one, which of course doesn't exist. The same thing would also happen if we went to the bottom of a web page and we tried to move to the next link, when there weren't any more to move to. So L and Shift L move between any kind of link on a web page. V and Shift V will move us forward and backward by visited link. These are documents that we've already gone to. So let's hit V.
Visited link GW Micro Unleashing the Power of Your Mind's Eye.
There's one.
Visited link home.
There's another one.
No visited link.
And there's no more visited links after that. And of course, Shift V will take us back.
Visited link GW Micro Unleashing the Power of Your Mind's Eye. No visited link.
And I tried going back again, and of course, just like with link, it said no visited link because we tried going to a previous visited link that didn't exist. Let's go back to the very top of the page.
Top.
Now, as you heard, there were quite a few links on GW Micro's website at the top. What if I wanted to skip past all of that and get to the first real block of text? Well, that's easy enough to do with N to go forward to the next block of text and Shift N to go to the previous one. So let's press N.
Text size.
There's text size. That's the first non-link item.
Welcome to GW Micro.
That was N again, and let's press it one more time.
Since 1990, GW Micro has been a trusted pioneer in the adaptive technology industry.
And so as you can see, we're skipping over links and some other things and going straight to actual text. So just like with links and visited links, using the Shift key and the letter N will take us back by blocks of text.
Welcome to GW Micro.
And here we go again.
Text size.
And let's try one more.
No text.
And no text, because there is no more previous text to move to. You can also move by web page elements called headings. A heading lets you separate different sections of text, and there are 6 levels of headings, 1 through 6. Heading level 1 is seen as the topmost heading, heading 2 is smaller than 1, 3 is smaller than 2, and so forth all the way through to heading level 6. H and Shift H will move forward and backward by headings. Let's press H so that we can go through all of the headings on this page.
Heading 3, welcome to GW Micro.
So there's a heading 3.
Heading 3, heading 3.
There's another one.
Heading 3, link the Red Easy Move has arrived.
Okay, there's another heading 3.
Heading 3, link download GW Connect 2.1 today. Heading 3, link Sci-Voice Lab solution making STEM accessible for blind students. Heading 3, link window-eyes beats the competition hands-down. Heading 3, link shopping cart order online. Heading 3, navigation landmark. Heading 3, social networking. Heading 5, link online ordering Visa, MasterCard, Discover accepted.
And there's a heading level 5.
Heading 5, contact information.
There's another one.
No heading.
And there are no more headings. So we can either do Shift-H to go back by headings.
Heading 5, link online. Heading 3, social networking. Heading 3, navigation landmark.
Rather than go through all of the other headings again, let's just do Control-Home to jump back to the top of the web page.
Top.
So as you can see, GW Micro uses headings to divide up different sections or articles of the main website. And notice that we heard the different heading levels on this page as we moved to them. If you want to move to a specific heading level, press the number of the level that you want to move to before you press H or Shift H. For example, we had several heading level 3s, and then near the bottom of the page, we had a few heading level 5s. If I wanted to move to the first heading level 5 directly, and if I were at the top of the web page, which I am right now, I can press the number 5 on my keyboard, and then press the letter H.
5. Heading 5, link online ordering Visa, MasterCard, Discover accepted.
And doing that skipped over all of the other heading levels and took me directly to the first heading level 5. This kind of navigation is extremely useful, especially on news websites that use headings to divide up the sections of their web pages. Many news web pages may have some advertisements and general links that sighted users can just skip over, and then maybe about halfway down the page, you might have a heading level 1 or 2 that denotes the start of the article you want to actually read. I could press the down arrow key a bunch of times or page down a few times until I reached the part of the web page I was actually interested in, or I could press 1 followed by H or 2 followed by H to move to the first heading level 1 or 2, and I could begin reading from there. Not all web pages use headings, but most of them do to some degree. If they're implemented properly, you can really zip around these pages, sometimes even faster than sighted users. A few minutes ago when we loaded this web page, you may have also heard that WindowWise said that this page had some landmarks on it. Like headings, landmarks can be used by web page designers to separate out different sections of a web page. But unlike headings, landmarks are given certain predefined roles, such as navigation, search, main content, banner, etc. So to move between these landmarks, we can use semicolon to go forward and shift semicolon to go backward. Let's do that now and see exactly what landmarks are on the GW Micro homepage.
Navigation landmark.
Okay, there's a navigation landmark.
Link skip to main content. Link window dash eyes.
And I'm pressing down arrow to see what kind of links are underneath. So here we have the main navigation parts of the website. Hit semicolon again.
Main content landmark.
Main content. So this is where the actual main content or information of the web page happens to be. And if you go back to our analogy of a news website, this is probably where the article would start. Let's do semicolon again.
Search landmark.
Here's a search landmark, so I bet if I press the down arrow key, we're going to come to a search edit box.
Edit box search gwmicro.com.
And sure enough, we do, and there it is. Let's do semicolon again.
Navigation landmark.
Here's another navigation landmark. So we have even more navigational links, and semicolon again.
No landmark.
No more landmarks. So just like with links, visited links, text, and headings, we can use the shift key in conjunction with semicolon to move back by landmark.
Search landmark. Main content landmark. Navigation landmark. No landmark.
Okay, and we're now back at the top of the website. So let's go back down to the main content landmark with semicolon.
Main content landmark.
There we go. And notice that if we begin reading from this point, we've managed to skip over all the heading information, navigation links, and so on. So if implemented correctly, landmarks can be even more useful in many cases than headings. However, as landmarks haven't been around as long as headings or other conventional web page elements like links and so on, you may not come across them as often. WindowEyes also supports forms embedded in websites. Just like paper forms, a web form might have a series of different controls that ask you some questions. For example, you might have an edit box asking you for your name. You might find a combo box that lists the month and day that you were born. You might have a group of radio buttons that lets you check whether you are male or female, a checkbox that says if you're married, things like that. WindowEyes has several different ways you can quickly move to these types of controls. The most general way is to move by any form control, and that's accomplished with F and Shift F. Think of F for form control or form field. So let's go back to the top of the page with Control Home.
Top.
And let's see if we do, in fact, have some controls on this page. So I'm going to press F.
Edit box search gwmicro.com.
Okay, there's an edit box. We'll do F again.
Search button search.
Okay, there's a search button. F again.
No control.
And there are no more controls. So there's only two elements on this particular web page. We can go back with Shift F.
Edit box search gwmicro.com. No control.
And we're back at the search edit box. So you might be wondering how to enter information into an edit box, for example, when browse mode is eating up all of your hotkeys so that you can navigate through web pages. To do that, you can either tab or shift tab to the form control, and WindowEyes will automatically turn browse mode on and off for you. Or you can press the enter key while the element, in this case our edit box, is focused. So we're going to show you how to do this with both ways. I'm going to hit up arrow a few times to get off the edit box.
Search landmark. Link, heading, link, and since 1990, GW Micro has been a trusted pioneer in the adaptive technology industry.
Okay, so we're several lines off of that edit box, and we even have some links in the way. So I'm going to hit the tab key.
Link window dash eyes. Link low vision.
And again.
Link reading systems.
And again.
Link shopping cart order online.
And again.
Search gwmicro.com edit box.
Did you hear that little click? That means that browse mode has been turned off. And in addition, WindowEyes read out what we landed on, in this case, the search gwmicro.com edit box. At this point, I can begin typing something.
T-H-I-S space I-S space A space T-E-S-T.
And notice that these keystrokes are now being passed directly to the browser. So now I can press tab again.
Search button.
There's our search button. If I were to press enter at this point, that would start the search. And if I tab again.
Link news events.
That other click means browse mode just came back on, and that's because we're no longer in a form and we tabbed off to a link. And at this point, I can continue reading the webpage like we have been.
Link email list sign up, link catalog, link find a dealer.
So using the tab and shift tab keys is probably going to be the easiest way to navigate forms because WindowEyes will automatically turn browse mode on and off for you. But in this case, let's do a Shift F until we get back to our search edit box so we can show you the other way that you can begin interacting with form controls if you're not using the tab key.
Search button search. This is a test edit box search gwmicro.com.
Okay, here we are back at our search edit box, and notice that WindowEyes not only said the name of the field, it also read the contents of the edit box, which in this case was, this is a test. So now, if I want to interact with the control, I can either press Ctrl-Shift-A right here to turn browse mode off, or I can press Enter. Either way, browse mode just got turned off, and I can start typing again like I did before.
Space O F space B R O W S E space M O D E.
There we go. This is a test of browse mode.
Search gwmicro.com. This is a test of browse mode edit box.
And there you have it. We can use our left and right arrow keys to read the text in this edit box because, well, it's an edit box. Let's left arrow a few times.
E, D, O, M.
And we can do control left.
Browse of test A is this.
And of course we can go to the right.
H, I, S, space, I, S, space.
And then control right.
A, test of browse mode.
So if there were other fields in this form that I needed to interact with, I could just press Tab and Shift Tab to move through them. I could even do this while Browse Mode was on. So now, if I'm in a form and I wanted to turn Browse Mode back on, I can do either Ctrl-Shift-A, like we've been doing, or I can hit the Escape key. Either way, Browse Mode's going to come back on, so let's do Escape. Regarding the tones that you hear when Browse Mode is turned on and off, Windowize can be set to play the tones, speak a message, do both, or give no indication of Browse Mode changes. It's even possible to change the sounds that Windowize plays when Browse Mode changes. So if you're having trouble distinguishing between the Browse Mode on and Browse Mode off tones, you can change them to something that might be easier to hear. You can also set Windowize to not automatically turn Browse Mode on and off as you tab and shift tab through a web page. And if you would rather Windowize not automatically turn Browse Mode back on when you hit Escape, you can tell it to do that as well. These are all adjustable in the Windowize control panel that was described in an earlier section of this tutorial. In this case, you would want to go to the Help menu, make sure that Show Advanced Options was checked, then go down to Verbosity, Browse Mode, and in the case of the automatic form interaction and other things that we were just talking about, Autoload. So, Windowize control panel, go to Help, Show Advanced Options, and then go down to Verbosity, open it, go to Browse Mode, open that, and then Autoload. At that point, you can tab through the options and adjust Windowize to act as you would prefer. So getting back to form controls, there are some controls that you can interact with without even having to turn Browse Mode off first. These are checkboxes, buttons, and radio buttons. If you land on a checkbox while Browse Mode is on, you can press the space bar to check and uncheck it. Similarly, when you get to a group of radio buttons, you can press the space bar on the button that you want to check. And if you find a button, such as our search button that's on this form, you can press the Enter key to activate it. Or, if the form you are working in has a default button set, for example, this form does, it has the search button set as its default button, that means that when you're in an edit box, instead of tabbing over and pressing Enter to activate the search button, you can just press the Enter key on the edit box. Pressing the Enter key while inside an edit box, in this case, will activate whatever the default button on the web page happens to be. If you find a combo box or a list box, though, you will have to turn Browse Mode off with the Enter key, assuming you arrowed to it. Of course, if you tab to it, Windowize will turn Browse Mode off for you. In either case, when Browse Mode is off, you will need to then press the Alt down arrow key to expand the combo box or list box, and then you can arrow through it to move around the available choices. Then at that point, you can either hit the Alt up arrow to close the box or tab off of it to move to the next form field. Just like with headings, we can be even more specific with form controls. So let's move to the top of our web page with Control Home.
Top.
Now let's pretend that our web page has a whole bunch of different controls. Let's say we have a series of 10 checkboxes before the first edit box. If I wanted to move straight to that first edit box, I could press the letter E. Let's do that now.
This is a test of Browse Mode edit box search gwmicro.com.
And that took us straight to our search edit box. Similarly, Shift E will move us to the previous edit box, assuming there is one.
No edit box.
Of course, there's not, so we heard no edit box. Now let's say that I wanted to go to the first button on the website. Just as E and Shift E will take us between edit boxes, B and Shift B will move us between buttons. So let's go back to the top of the page with Control Home.
Top.
And then I'm going to press B.
Search button search.
And that skipped over the headings, the links, the landmarks, the text, the edit box, took us straight to the button. And of course, Shift B is going to tell us no button.
No button.
Because there are no previous buttons to move to. We can also use C and Shift C to move between combo boxes, R and Shift R to go between radio buttons, and X and Shift X to move through checkboxes. If you like, you can be even more specific by using a feature called Control Search Mode. To enter this mode, you press either slash or shift slash, or if you want to think of it as question mark, to go forward or backward. When this mode is on, you can then tell Windowize what kind of control you're interested in moving to, such as an edit box, checkbox, etc., like we could already do. But unlike the dedicated commands, Control Search Mode lets you do some pretty interesting things. For instance, if I wanted to go to the fifth edit box on the web page, I could press slash, and then 5, and then E. Or, if I wanted to move to the first unchecked checkbox, I could press slash, U for unchecked, and then X. Let's try that one.
In control search mode.
And then U, and then X.
No unchecked checkbox.
Then we heard no unchecked checkbox. Or if I wanted to find a checked checkbox, I could do slash.
In control search mode.
C for checked, and then X for checkbox.
No checked checkbox.
Or to get really fancy, let's say I wanted to find the third unchecked checkbox for my current position. To do that, I would press slash.
In control search mode.
The number 3, U for unchecked, and then X for checkbox.
No unchecked checkbox.
So, if you happen to know exactly how a form is laid out, you can very quickly jump around it, either with the dedicated element keys, or with control search mode. Note that control search mode will only stay active until you enter a character it doesn't recognize, or you've given it something to find. Let's say I accidentally entered control search mode with slash.
In control search mode.
But then if I hit the letter Q, for example.
Q. Not a valid key press.
I just heard not a valid key press. And then we can then use our regular browse mode hotkeys like we normally would. One other useful command about control search mode I want to make you aware of is the command to repeat the last search that you did. So if we had just done a search for the fifth edit box on our web page, I could press slash and enter, and that would cause WindowEyes to look for the next fifth edit box down from our current position. So, while a bit technical, this mode is here so that you can get around the web page that you're on as quickly as you possibly can. We also have additional browse mode keys, so let's go through some of the more popular ones. You can press D and Shift D, and that will move to the next and previous different line. For example, if you're on a text line and you hit the letter D, then WindowEyes would take you to the next line that is not text, such as a link, or a button, or other type of form control. Likewise, if you're on a link and you press D, then WindowEyes would take you to the next line that is not a link. There are three types of lines that you can be on: text, links, or form controls. S and Shift S will move us forward and back through lists, and T and Shift T will do the same for tables. P and Shift P will move to the next and previous paragraph. So let's do that now.
Heading 3, you are here, visited link home greater than greater than.
And let's press P again.
Text size zoom in slash enlarge text on click zoom out slash condense text on click.
And again.
Heading 3, welcome to GW Micro.
And of course we can go back with Shift P.
Text size zoom in slash enlarge text on heading 3, you are here, visited link home greater than greater than. No paragraph.
Another useful feature in WindowEyes Browse Mode is the ability to move to the beginning and end of elements. To do that, you press the left or right bracket key to move to the beginning or end, and then press the letter representing the type of element you want to move through. If, for instance, I want to move to the end of this current paragraph, I could press the right bracket key, which is two keys to the right of the letter P, followed by the letter P. So let's try that now.
Greater than greater than.
And we heard greater than greater than. That is actually the end of this particular paragraph. And if I wanted to move back to the beginning of the current paragraph, I would press the left bracket key, which is 1 to the right of the letter B, followed by the letter P. The left and right bracket keys aren't just limited to paragraphs. You can also apply these to tables, lists, forms, or to any other type of browse mode element that has a beginning and end. WindowEyes also allows you to move by what it calls place markers. Place markers allow you to store a specific line location on a web page and then be able to get back to it quickly when you come back to the web page later. One thing that makes WindowEyes stand out is that we don't just blindly look at this position on the web page and move you there. We also not only store the line number that you are on, but we store the text that is on that line as well. So if you go back to the page and the text you're looking for isn't on the line that it was before, WindowEyes will actually search for it, and if found, then you'll be placed on that text. Of course, if the text you're looking for has been removed from the page completely, then we won't be able to find it, and your place marker won't work anymore. You can save place markers for specific web pages or for entire domains. A specific web page might be an article on your favorite news website, and the domain might be the news website itself. On every GW Micro web page, we have a footer at the bottom that lists our contact information. Let's say you wanted to quickly be able to find the fax number, regardless of the web page that you're on. To do that, you could set up a place marker for the domain of www.gwmicro.com. So, no matter which of our web pages you're visiting, the place marker would always work. I'm going to move to the bottom of the web page with Control End, and then press the up arrow key until we hear the word fax.
Bottom. Link support gwmicro.com. Link orders gwmicro.com. Link sales gwmicro. Etsed. Hours M-260-489. Fax.
Since we're on the fax line, if I press the down arrow, we'll hear the actual fax number.
260-489-2608.
So let's say I wanted to make a place marker here at the fax number. To do that, place your browse mode cursor on the line of text you want the place marker to be, and then press Ctrl-Shift-K to bring up the place marker dialog. So let's move back up to the line that says fax, because that's where we want this to actually be created.
Fax.
And then press Ctrl-Shift-K.
Name efax edit box. Dialog place markers.
Now I'm in the place marker dialog. And this dialog lets me do many things. It can be a relatively complicated dialog, but it isn't that bad once you understand what all of its options are for. So this first edit box is just called name. This is the name of the place marker, and you can call it anything you like. This is here for your own reference. I'm going to type in GWFAX.
GW space FAX.
And then press the tab key.
Hotkey number H1 combo box 2 of 10.
Once you create this place marker, you can give it a hotkey number. You can have up to 9 different hotkeys. You can hit the jump to place marker key, followed by this number, in this case 1 through 9, and move immediately to this specific place marker. Now, you can define as many place markers as you want, but you can only jump to the first 9. I'm going to leave this as hotkey number 1 and tab to the next item.
Temporary Y checkbox unchecked.
We're now on the temporary checkbox. Basically, do you want this place marker to just exist for this session of WindowEyes, or do you want it to stay around permanently? If you were to check this box and then close WindowEyes, then the place marker you just made would go away. However, since it's unchecked right now, then that means that even if we close WindowEyes and open it again, our place marker will still be here for us to use. So in this case, I want the place marker to be permanent, so I'm going to tab off of this control to the next field.
Auto read lines L5 edit box.
And now we heard WindowEyes say auto read lines 5 edit box. When WindowEyes jumps down to this place marker, how many lines of text after the place marker should it read? In our case, there are 2 lines. There's the line that says fax itself, which is where our place marker begins, and below that is the actual fax number. So we're going to change this from 5 to 2.
2.
And tab again.
Applies to web page radio button checked 1 of 2.
So do I want this place marker to apply to just the web page or the entire domain? Again, the domain here would be all of gwmicro.com, and the web page would be just the very specific page that we're on right now. For example, we're on the main page, so if I went to another gwmicro page, say on the support website, and tried using this place marker, and I'd set the place marker for the web page, it wouldn't work anymore. But if I set it to domain, then it would. And that's exactly what we're going to do now, so I'm just going to press down arrow.
Applies to domain radio button check 2 of 2.
And now domain has been selected. Let's tab again.
Place marker text tfax edit box.
Here we have the place marker text. By default, this will begin with the line of text that you were on when you brought up the place marker dialog. But if for some reason you decide to look for something different, you can replace the contents of this box with the text you want to look for. In this case, fax is just fine. But say you're on a search website and you want to move straight to the results. The line at your browse mode cursor might say something like search results found 592. That probably wouldn't be very useful, because you don't know that you're always going to get 592 different search results. In this case, you would modify this line so that it just says search results found, so that regardless of how many results you get, the place marker will continue to work. In this case, I don't want to change anything, so let's tab again.
Position relative to line number only radio button checked 1 of 3.
So now we've got our place marker set up. How do we know that WindowEyes will still be able to find it, or in fact that the place marker will still be valid? The first radio button in this group is relative to line number only. When set, this would take you to the line number whether the text was there or not. This usually isn't a very good way to do that on web pages that happen to change regularly, so we've given you two other options. Let's press the down arrow key.
Position relative to line number and text radio button check 2 of 3.
Relative to line number and text. This will take you to the line number if and only if the text on that line still matches the text that you set in the place marker. So WindowEyes will go down to that line that you set in the place marker, verify that the text is still there, and if it's not, it will say that the place marker was not found. If it is, then WindowEyes will take us there. Let's down arrow to the third option.
Position relative to line number and text search radio button check 3 of 3.
Position relative to line number and text search. This is the most powerful option. This tells WindowEyes to go to the line number on the web page and then start searching for the text. And if it is there, stop searching and move the browse mode cursor there. If the text is not found on that line, then WindowEyes will start to search for it. The way this works is that WindowEyes will start searching in wider and wider patterns. For example, we'll start looking one line above where the place marker was defined, and if the text isn't found, we'll move one line below it. If it's not found there, then we'll go two lines above, and then two lines below, three lines above, three lines below, and so forth. WindowEyes will keep expanding in either direction until either the text is found, or we've reached the top or bottom of the web page. In this case, that's what I'm going to choose, because we do update the GW Micro website very often, with new information, product updates, training materials, and so on. So let's tab again.
Add entry button.
If we're happy with how this place marker has been set up, we can press the space bar to add this entry, and we can start using our place marker. Let's do that.
Space. Names and GW fax list box 1 of 1.
Now that our place marker has been added, we can press Enter to click on the OK button, and be returned back to our web page. Note that this dialog does have an OK and a Cancel button. It's important that you choose OK. If you do Cancel, then any changes you made will be undone. So in this case, let's press Enter. Okay, so now we are back on the GW Micro website. Now let's go to a different web page. Let's do Control Home to go to the top.
Top.
And now let's tab a few times until we get to the link that says WindowEyes.
Link skip to main content. Link window-eyes.
There it is. I'm going to press Enter, and that's going to open the web page.
66 links, 2 on clicks, 15 headings, 4 landmarks. Navigation landmark link skip to main content visited link.
And I hit Control to silence the reading. So since we're still in the gwmicro.com domain, our place marker should still work, even though we're no longer on GW Micro's homepage. Since we labeled this place marker as number 1, I can press the number 1 followed by J to jump to the place marker. Let's see if it works.
1. Fax 260-489-2608.
So even though we've moved to a different part of the GW Micro website, our place marker still works, and WindowEyes was able to find it. You'll also notice that WindowEyes read the two lines exactly as we had instructed. If you have multiple place markers defined for a web page, you can also use K and Shift K to move forward and backwards by place markers. So now if I go to the bottom of the document with Control End,
bottom,
and then hit Shift K to go to the previous place marker, we should land on our previously defined place marker.
Fax 260-489-2608.
And we did. Another very powerful feature in WindowEyes Browse Mode is the Page Navigation dialog, and this is accessed with Insert Tab. Let's press it now.
Dialog 68 links. Links as map it with Google Maps list box 65 of 68.
We're now in the Page Navigation dialog. When you hit this hotkey, WindowEyes will show you the list of all of the links on the web page in the order that they appear. And this is presented in a list box. So just like with any other list box, you can up and down arrow through all of the links on the web page. And when you find the one you want, you can press the Enter key to activate it. And just like a list box, you can press the first letter, or letters, of the link that you're looking for. For example, if I wanted to quickly find the Windowize link, I can just type WIN very quickly.
WIN, Windowize 2 of 68.
And there's Windowize. If I press enter here, that would cause Internet Explorer to open this link. But I don't want to do that right now, so let's tab through this dialog.
Activate link button.
Okay, there's the Activate Link button, which is the default button. Let's tab again.
Focus link F button.
So you can also focus a link. So let's say you wanted to move to the Windowize link, but you didn't want to actually click on it. You just wanted to move to it. You can either tab until you reach the Focus Link button and then press Enter, or just press Alt F while you're still inside the list of links. In either case, you will be placed on the link in browse mode, and the page navigation dialog will close. Let's tab again.
Cancel button.
So next is the cancel button. Pressing this will just close the dialog without actually doing anything. Tab again.
Sorting order web page W radio button check 2 of 2.
Here we have the sorting order group of radio buttons. This group of radio buttons lets you choose how the information you see in this dialog is sorted. By default, we choose the web page order, that is, the order in which each item appears on the web page. Notice that the link we landed on was near the bottom of the page, and Windowize, which starts with W, was only the second from the top. If we press the up arrow key,
sorting order alphabetic P radio button checked 1 of 2.
The information we see in that list box is now sorted from A to Z. So let's tap again.
Information selection link cell radio button checked 1 of 8.
And now we have information selection. While this dialog defaults to showing links, it can also show other elements depending which ones are on the web page. You can choose which type of elements that Windowize shows by either tabbing or shift-tabbing to this group of radio buttons and using your arrow keys to choose the element type you're interested in. If you choose a different element, Windowize will display each occurrence of that element in the list box we just landed in. So there are 8 total types of elements that Windowize recognizes on this web page. Note that the number of elements that you see will depend specifically on the web page that you're visiting. Let's press the down arrow key.
Information selection headings H radio button check 2 of 8.
And now let's tab one more time, and that will take us back to our information list box. And let's see what it displays now.
Headings S contact information heading 5 list box 1 of 15.
And now, instead of seeing links, we see headings. Let's down arrow through a few of them.
Currently playing Windowize in production with captions heading 4 2 of 15. Currently playing Windowize user testimonial heading 4 3 of 15. GW Micro Windowize heading 3 4 of 15.
Notice that the group of radio buttons that lets you choose the type of information you see in this box comes right before the list itself. Therefore, you could just press Shift Tab once you open this dialog to move back to that group and choose something different. So for the sake of demonstration, let's Shift-Tab back to the radio buttons.
Information selection headings H radio button check 2 of 8.
And let's down arrow a few times.
Information selection lists I radio button check. Information selection anchors N radio. Information selection forms O radio button. Information selection controls Z radio button check 6 of 8.
And here we are on controls. So now let's hit the Tab key.
Controls S search button search list box 1 of 2.
And now we will see all of the form controls on this web page. In this case, we have 2. There's our search button, so let's hit the down arrow.
Search GW Micro edit box search GWMicro.com 2 of 2.
And then we have the search GWMicro.com edit box. So this is just another way that you can interact with elements on a web page with Windowize. Let's press the escape key to close this dialog.
GW Micro-Window-Eyes-Windows Internet Explorer.
And now we're back in our browse mode buffer. There are 2 other features I want to show you with Windowize, and the first will help us get to the second. First is the Find feature. In the section describing how to use the mouse with Windowize, we showed you the mouse search dialog reached with Ctrl-Shift-F. And this let you search for text on the screen, and if found, Windowize would move the mouse there. Well, when browse mode is on, Ctrl-Shift-F does the same thing, except it lets you search for text inside browse mode. GW Micro has a tutorial test web page that we use to kind of show off the different ways Windowize works with the internet. And this page has an element that I want to demonstrate. Okay, so let's press that.
Find NFAX 1 of 2 combo edit box. Dialog find.
So what I'm looking for is the word tutorial. So I'm going to type that in now.
T-U-T-O-R-I-A-L.
And press the Enter key. That will initiate a forward search.
Found link launch window eyes quick tutorial Macromedia Flash required.
That's not what we want. Just like with the mouse search, we can press Insert F to repeat the search.
Found link tutorials.
Let's press it again.
Found link tutorial test page.
There it is. Let's press the Enter key.
9 links, 1 table, 22 headings. GW
Alright, we are now on the GW Micro tutorial test page. The element that I want to demonstrate is the table. As you heard when the web page loaded, there is a table on this page, so to quickly move to it, I'm going to press the letter T.
Table 1 Travel Expense Report. This table summarizes travel expenses incurred during AUKUS trips to San Jose and Seattle, star 10 rows 5 columns.
So we can arrow through this entire table just with the up and down arrow keys, but WindowEyes provides a much better way for navigating tables. To do that, press Control equals.
Table 1 Travel Expense Report. This table summarizes travel expenses incurred during AUKUS trips to San Jose and Seattle on R1C1.
Now you can use your insert up, down, left, and right arrows to review each cell of the table. Let's press the insert right arrow a few times.
Wheels. Hotels. Transport. Subtotals. Last column.
And notice we heard last column. When WindowEyes table mode is on, it will respect the boundaries of the table so that you don't accidentally leave it when you didn't intend to. The same would happen if you tried to move above the table, or below the table, or to the left of the table. So let's press insert left arrow a few times.
Transport, hotel, wheels.
Now let's press insert down arrow to read down the meals column of this table.
Entering body.
WindowEyes just told us that we're entering the body of the table, so we were just looking at the headers, and we are now in the body of the table, which actually has all of the information. So let's press insert down arrow again to start reading what's in the body of the table.
37.74, 27.28, 65.02.
Let's press insert up arrow to go back to the first entry in our table.
37.74.
There it is. Let's press insert left arrow to see what else is on this row.
25.97.
Okay, there's the date. Insert right arrow again.
37.74.
There's the meals expense that we just saw for that trip. Insert right again.
112.00.
And again.
45.00.
And again.
Last column.
And there's our last column. Now this is a very simple table, but if you wanted to hear different types of header information as you moved around each cell, you can press Ctrl-Shift-H to rotate through all of the different header reading options that we give you. Let's do that now.
Attribute only. Column title, row title. Column or row, column and row. RXCY, no title. Attribute only.
Let's try
column title.
How about column title? Now let's press insert left arrow a few times and see what happens.
San Jose 25.97 transport 45.00. San Jose 25.97 hotels 112.00. San Jose 25.97 wheels 37.74.
That information makes much more sense, especially if this table is big and we don't happen to necessarily remember which headings apply to which column. To exit table mode, we can press Control dash.
Table off.
And it said table off, and now we're back in our regular browse mode buffer. There's one other feature I want to show you, and to do this, let's move back to the top of our web page.
Top.
And I know that this web page has some bolded text on it, and in fact, we even say the word bold for the bolded text. So let's press Ctrl-Shift-F to bring up the browse mode search dialog box.
Find end tutorial 1 of 2 combo edit box.
And type the word bold.
B-O-L-D. Found this text is red and bold.
Now our browse mode cursor is on a line that claims that the text there is red and bold. We can verify that by pressing Insert E to open the Element Properties dialog. And this acts exactly the same way as it did in Microsoft Word.
OK button. Dialog element properties description colon static text left paren abbreviation right paren font colon verdana size colon 12px style colon bold foreground colon red background colon shade of pale blue R165G207B247 default OK button.
So the Insert E dialog lets us review specific attributes of the element that has focus underneath your cursor in browse mode. Let's press the Enter key to close this dialog box. If you're on a web page that likes to refresh itself a lot, for example, it may have a lot of ads or content that's updating regularly, it might be hard for you to read that information. WindowEyes lets you tell your browser when these kinds of refreshes should be allowed and when they should not be. Press Alt-Shift-M to cycle through the available options.
Suspend flash. Suspend off. Suspend all.
So you can suspend refreshes whenever there's flash. So if there's flash content on the web page, then your browser won't be allowed to refresh the web page on its own. If you turn suspend off, then the web page will refresh whenever it feels like it. And if you set it to suspend all, then WindowEyes will tell your browser to never allow the page to refresh itself. Also note that this only works with Internet Explorer. If you're using Firefox, then page refreshes will happen regardless of this setting. Firefox doesn't have the ability to let WindowEyes control this feature to the degree that we can with Internet Explorer. WindowEyes also has support for dynamic web pages that are written with ARIA controls. ARIA stands for Accessible Rich Internet Application. Essentially, it's a set of standards that, when implemented, can make dynamically changing websites fully accessible with WindowEyes. The pages we've visited so far have all been static. That is, their content doesn't dynamically change. So let's show you an example of a real-world website that is dynamic and that implements ARIA. So I'm going to go to Yahoo's homepage and then perform a search. So to do that, we do Control L to get to the location bar or address bar, depending on the browser.
Open location, address and search using Google DHTTP/.
And I'm going to type www.yahoo.com. That's www.yahoo.com.
www.yahoo.com. Yahoo. Search edit box. 224 links, 1 frame, 28 headings, 6 landmarks. Search button link.
Okay, and we are now on Yahoo's website. Notice that browse mode turned off immediately, and that's because we landed on the Yahoo search edit box. So now that browse mode is automatically off, I can just start typing what I'm looking for. In this case, I'm going to search for WindowEyes. And notice what happens as I type.
W. No search suggestions are available. One or more search suggestions are available. One or more search suggestions are available. Use up or down arrow keys to navigate between them.
Notice that as we're typing, we're being told that either no suggestions are available, or once there are, how to navigate between them. We were instructed to use our up and down arrow keys to go through these suggestions. Right now, our search edit box just has the word WindowEyes in it. Let's down arrow and see what else we have.
WindowEyes screen reader.
There's WindowEyes screen reader.
WindowEyes software.
Okay, so let's go back to WindowEyes screen reader.
WindowEyes screen reader.
And let's press enter, and that will begin a search.
Link close this window.
Okay, this is actually a box asking if I want to make Yahoo my default homepage, which I don't, so I'm going to hit enter.
WindowEyes screen reader dash Yahoo bang. Search results dash Windows Internet Explorer.
Okay, and now we're on the search results. And I noticed that Yahoo did implement the dynamic ARIA, so I bet they also have some landmarks on the search result page. So let's do semicolon and see if we happen to have a main content.
Search landmark.
Okay, well, there's a search landmark. That's promising. Let's do semicolon again.
Main content landmark.
Main content. And now I bet if I go down, I'm going to see our search results.
Heading 2. Search results. List 7 with 10 items. Heading 3. Visited link. Welcome to GW Micro. Skip to main content window dash eyes.
And indeed, that's exactly what happened. So while this is a simple example, it's a great real-world use of ARIA to demonstrate how dynamic content, in this case Yahoo's real-time search suggestions, can be made fully accessible. The prompts that you heard that said either no suggestions were available or more than one, use the arrow keys to navigate, all came directly from Yahoo. WindowEyes merely spoke them as they were being created. There are plenty of other navigational commands available to you that we didn't even cover. For more information on those, you can consult the WindowEyes User's Manual, and specifically the hotkey reference at the end that lists all of the browse mode hotkeys. And even though we didn't look at Firefox, the way browse mode works there is exactly the same as it does with Internet Explorer. The menus and features that Firefox has differ from Internet Explorer, obviously, because the two browsers are different, but the way that browse mode works in either one is the same. Browse mode also works in other areas that have HTML-style views. For example, if your email client supports HTML text, there's a good chance that WindowEyes will let you read this with browse mode. The other area where you're likely to encounter browse mode is when you're in Adobe Reader, and you're reading a PDF that someone may have sent you. Also, if you own any products by Apple and use iTunes to manage your media library, you will find that browse mode works when you have to interact with the store, or when you're creating an account, or searching for items within iTunes. So even though browse mode is primarily designed to help you with the internet, you will find that you can apply what you just learned to other applications that use web views. So now that you have a basic understanding of how WindowEyes works with the web, let's move on to the next section.